Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, and please, people, don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope you find my voice somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. Basically, I'm just trying to get you to think. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. Listen, I have not put out any content in a little bit, and I do apologize for that. I told you earlier that I was working on a very challenging project. So I've devoted a lot of my time to that, my thought processes, my brain, everything that I try to muster up into this project is going well. I want to put out a good product. I don't want it to be haphazard. I don't want it to be sloppy. I have to solicit some even professional opinions and editing and all that good stuff. So for that, I do apologize. But let me get right to it. Listen, I had a situation yesterday, and I want to share this with you. I mean, I understand that our country, everybody uses all these, terminologies and adjectives, but it is true. I believe in my heart of hearts that we are divided, and it is a very sad, sad state of affairs. I thought in my lifetime, whatever that may be, I didn't think that we would be where we are. I always thought that we were moving forward, becoming better as a nation, as a people, just as human beings. And I always said that I wasn't going to refer to any kind of a serious conversation in politics, but sometimes you just can't help it. You know, I mean, you just have to voice your opinion. I know there's always been this conversation in terms of celebrities and athletes, and, you know, they make all this money and they have all this influence and they don't really say anything. And there comes a time in your life where you just have to open your mouth. And that's what I am doing right now. And for that part of it, I make no apologies. So what I'm trying to get to is yesterday was the holiday. And you had all the young kids. They were out trick-or-treating. And it was Halloween. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. And even my little one and my friends, they all went out for the kids. And my niece and my nephews. And they all went out and did a little trick-or-treat. And it was fun. So we had a situation, and this, I'm trying to get to a point. There was a newsflash that came over my phone, and I got a couple of texts from some friends, and they were concerned about an incident that had happened here in my town. And the story goes as there was a drunk driver who had driven up on the curb and, you know, crashed into a couple of people, mainly a couple of children and a couple of adults. And the story goes that also that one of the children expired. And without having all the facts and all the information, I mean, I became emotionally very, very upset about the whole idea of that happening to anybody's child, not just my own, my relatives, my friends, but anybody's child. And so I got together last night and I put together a little content. And before I pressed the go button, it had came down and further information was put out that nobody expired. And my point being is that the social media, and we can blame so many things, people, on so many people, but we really have to be careful about what we say and what we disseminate across the social media spectrum, and that is, i.e., telephone, Facebook, Twitter, all these other little social media outlets that, you know, we use and have become very much a part of our lives. But we have to be careful. Now, mind you, I thought about it, I was glad. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that didn't happen. That I'm so glad that I didn't even put out that podcast. Because, I mean, I just didn't want to be giving out, you know, the wrong information and the wrong feelings. Now, as I further think about it, I mean, it's true. I mean, my emotions, they were real. They're the same. So, but I'm glad it didn't happen. But we have to be careful. We have to be so careful about what's being said out there over, you know, the media. And my point being is, I'm sure that a lot of you have heard, words do matter. You know, we words mean something. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pick sides and you know, go A, B, C, or D. I mean, I have my personal opinions about a lot of things. And I want to tell you right now, first and foremost, I mean, I love my country. I served my country. Veterans Day is coming up. Salute to all you veterans out there. God bless and thank you for your service. And I love people. I mean, I have respect for people. So, I mean, that gives you a little insight on where I am. I believe in equality and all the rights that are to any human being, man or woman. So that's where I am. But we have to be careful. And yeah, words do matter. And right now, more than ever, I think we really have to pay attention to that. You know, we're in these dog fights, I mean, on these political parties, and I do not pretend to be any kind of guru on the fact of what is going on and being that. I mean, I try to keep up and become knowledgeable about different things, but we have to be so careful. You know, I was thinking the other day, and I'm not chuckling in any other fashion than, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've had one civil war. We don't need another one. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, listen, LBJ, that's far-fetched. Maybe. I hope so. But I mean, to the point that I'm making is we don't need another one. Now, obviously, it wouldn't be under the same conditions and this and that, but people losing their lives and losing their families and friends, we got to figure it out. We have to be civil. We really do. We have to become more civil. Now, as I keep talking here, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, because I'm not. My point is, I felt in my heart to say, please, people, just be careful, you know, on these social medias. Be careful at what you say and what you put out into the world, because it means something, you know. And I didn't even coin the phrase, so I take no credit, but it's a fact. Words do mean something, and I hope we pay attention to that. So I am so glad that these young people. Now, listen, the fact of the matter is that there was an incident. I went off on a tangent. There was an incident where a gentleman, two cars were trying to beat a light. One said, "I had the right of way." Car jumped the curve, and it did strike a few, you know, people on the street. Thank God they're all okay. You know, they all went to the hospital, no life-threatening injuries. But nonetheless, I'm glad that no child or adult was, you know, had left us, and that was a good thing. And also, hats off to the people in the neighborhood. I have to say this: there was a part where, from my understanding, one of the parties were underneath the vehicle, and you hear it about it, you hear about it, you know, you might even, you know, show it on TV. The people picked up the car to pull a person out. I mean, it's stuff that movies are made of, and as human beings, this is what I'm talking about. And I will tell you, doggone it, I'll bet you that they weren't there all together picking up that car to save that person's life, worrying about, you know, what side of the aisle you're on. They were doing that as human beings. Come on. I don't even think any one of those people are going to listen to my podcast, but I would just like to say thank you and to anybody. And I hope it doesn't happen to anybody ever again. But by God, if it's a friend or a family member or myself even, thank you for banding together. And they picked up a vehicle. Not impossible. By yourself, yes. But under certain situations and an emergency, that was fantastic. God bless them all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I seem a little excited. I just wanted to put that out there. So please, people, be careful. Words do matter. And I can't say it enough. So ladies and gentlemen, listen, please, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families. Because family's important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, help them. Stick your hand out. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it will be one of the things that will help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.